CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Stock markets worldwide continued tanking over economic fears here in the U.S. CBS's Jared Hill.
Stocks nosedived as soon as the opening bell rang. The global decline stems from Friday's U.S. jobs report, which showed hiring slowing more than expected and the unemployment rate jumping to 4.3%. That fear has many Wall Street traders looking to sell. But CBS News business analyst Joe Schlesinger says the average person shouldn't overreact.
If you are a long-term investor, take a deep breath. It is very scary, I get it. But if you're investing for decades in the future, even if you're 60 years old, you stay still, you do nothing.
The Dow's down almost 1,000 points this hour. Debbie's now a tropical storm as she continues drenching the southeast. Our Tom Hansen's driving through Chiefland, Florida.
We are seeing significant flooding because the Gulf has pushed into the bay. The bay has pushed into the pool area where we are. The state is facing widespread power outages. Nearly 300,000 customers are without power.
A 13-year-old boy also died there when a tree crushed his mobile home. And it could get worse with catastrophic flooding expected in Georgia and the Carolinas. Vice President Harris could have a new running mate by this time tomorrow.
CBS News has just learned, according to people familiar with the process, that the Harris campaign is expected to officially announce their running mate sometime on Tuesday with a produced video, likely before the big Philadelphia rally, where it is advertised that Harris will be there with her running mate.
That's CBS's Aaron Navarro reporting. Israel's reportedly bracing for attacks now by Iran and Hezbollah. Here's CBS's Linda Gradstein.
The visit to Israel by General Michael Kurilla, the commander of U.S. Central Command, had been planned before the recent developments, but will now focus on threats of retaliation by Iran for Israel's alleged assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh last week in Iran.
Simone Biles settled for silver today at the Paris Olympics.
American gymnastics star Simone Biles spoke to reporters after an uncharacteristic fall on beam and second-place finish on floor after twice stepping out of bounds. She focused on her many successes.
I've accomplished way more than my wildest dreams, not just at this Olympics, but in the sport, so I can't be mad at my performances.
Biles won gold in the team, all-around, and vault finals, giving her a career total of 11 Olympic medals. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
Triathletes also jump back into the Seine River in Paris today for a mixed relay. Organizers there say bacteria levels were acceptable. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's North and Zoo beaches are under yellow flags due to increasing waves. The water is testing all right, but the water action poses a potential danger. There is a beach hazard statement going into effect tonight for the Lake Michigan shoreline in Wisconsin. That warns of waves of 4 to 6 feet and dangerous swimming conditions. There's also this, a flood watch is in effect for Racine County and areas to the north tonight. Kenosha County's not included in the National Weather Service statement about significant rainfall. Recall organizers for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have petitioned the Wisconsin Supreme Court to schedule a recall election before November. They argue that voters in Voss's former district may lose their right to a recall if the election isn't held before new maps take effect. And Wendy Christensen, longtime Racine County clerk, is running to be the Racine County executive. The December special election will fill the vacancy left by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected passing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers gave up 4 unanswered runs. Couldn't catch up. They lost 4-3 to the Nationals. Now, despite being in first place in the NL Central, Milwaukee has a losing 6-10 record in 16 games against last place or losing teams this year, including Washington, the Rockies, and the Marlins. Pat Murphy.
You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. They did the same thing to us in Milwaukee.
The crew head to Atlanta to play the Braves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers resume practice tomorrow after a physical family night over the weekend. How's wide receiver Christian Watson after that mid-air collision with rookie safety Evan Williams?
Yeah, he's okay. He went back in there, but a scary moment. Just got to continue to try to educate these guys. I don't think it was malicious by any intent. Evan Williams going to try to make a play on the ball. Those are the ones you worry about, those bang-bang plays down the field. And I just told him to try to lay off in that situation if you can.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Could see some more shower and thunderstorm activity tonight and a low of 65. Welcome to my Monday, here's CCR.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, and I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel. Bag is going nowhere. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a
Memorial Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Eight days
Timeless Hits and the Milwaukee Brewers. The perfect soundtrack to summer. Tough weekend for the Brewers in Washington. One highlight from yesterday's game was a Gary Sanchez two-run bomb.
Sanchez palms away to deep left center. It's a one-run game. How big was that play by Abrams now? It's 4-3.
Watch this pitch right here in this swing from Gary. Barrels it up. A no-doubter. Look at that. Perfect balance. Nice, easy swing. He knows it as soon as he got it.
It wasn't enough as the Brewers fell to Washington yesterday. Brewers off today. Back in action tomorrow night in Atlanta. We'll have it for you here on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing. The Milwaukee Brewers.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer gummied up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. My sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so. so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Did you enjoy hearing Paul Harvey back on the air today? Well, in case you missed it, we're airing some old episodes of the rest of the story. You can check it out mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Cindy Huber.
This magic moment, so different time.
Won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see. that's the way it must be. Okay, I guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. If you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You can catch the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The first cases of West Nile virus infections in Wisconsin this year have turned up. One was a would-be blood donor in Washington County. The other was a dead bird in Chippewa County. The infections confirm infected mosquitoes are transmitting the virus to people and animals. Voters shouldn't be blamed if they find the statewide constitutional ballot questions on August 13th confusing. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which does nonpartisan analysis of policy issues.
I would expect voters to look at this ballot language and be very confused by it in many cases because it's not straightforward by any means.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. A yes vote would give the legislature more power over spending federal money in Wisconsin. A no vote would keep that power with the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The water is testing clear, but the waves are an issue. Racine's North and Zoo beaches are under yellow flags after lifeguards noticed increasing activity in the water, which they say could pose a danger. The lake will be getting angrier later. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for the Lake Michigan shoreline in Wisconsin. Waves of 4 to 6 feet are expected tonight through tomorrow morning. Dangerous swimming conditions are expected due to the high waves and onshore winds later. A flood watch runs tonight for Racine County and areas to the north. Racine County Clerk Wendy Christensen, in office since 2008, is running for Racine County Executive in the December special election. The election aims to replace Jonathan Delagrave, who passed away unexpectedly this summer. Recall organizers targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to intervene and schedule a recall election prior to November. WisPolitics reports the petition challenges lower court rulings that block the recall effort due to insufficient signatures and constitutional issues with the old district boundaries. The group is pushing for a swift resolution, arguing that voters in Voss's former district could lose their right to a recall if the election isn't held before new maps take effect. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
WRJN.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before, then came
Dionne Warwick and the Spinners on WRJN, and then came you. They actually toured together for 7 weeks in 1973.
I need your strength. and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you put down or return to 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and lay by. We love people, we love daddy, we love mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you need information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your district or statewide races, just go to our website, civicmedia.us/votes.
California, 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 but she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady.
She's a lady on WRJN. Well, everybody knows a person who tries to make themselves sound smarter by using big words they barely understand. However, a study shows that readers can see right through this. A psychologist at Princeton took a look at a handful of writing samples and used a thesaurus to replace the simple words with needlessly flowery ones. Then he gave all the writing samples, the original simple ones and the modified ones, to 71 students to evaluate. The result? As the grandiosity and the complexity of the language increased, the judge's estimation of the intelligence of the authors decreased.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool's been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I have a message for any parents with teens who are working summer jobs. I'm going to share our money plans for my kids' summer earnings. Kids rarely make more than $14,600 in a summer, which means they don't have to pay income tax on that. Now, if my kiddo invests some of her wages in a Roth IRA, she can make real investment income over the next 40 years and not have to pay taxes on that. Because that's how Roth IRAs work. You invest post-tax income, you know, like paycheck money, and then you get to withdraw everything without paying taxes on whatever is in that account. So if my 17-year-old invests just $500 this one summer, it's going to turn into more than $10,000 when she retires in 40 years. And that's just from this summer. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Since my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, I feel love, baby.
desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, what I can say, it's this hot, you can't take it.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.